maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
At so young of an age, our guest for today had joined a lot of prominent singing competitions in the past, like The Voice Australia, X Factor, and the Global Pinoy Singing Idol. Last month, we saw her on Philippine TV when she joined Tawag ng Tanghalan, the most popular singing competition today in the Philippines. Let's welcome Eliza Villarreal. Welcome back to Sydney, Eliza.
Hello po. Thank you for having me.
So, kamusta ang naging karanasan mo sa pagbalik sa Pilipinas at sa pagsali sa Tawag ng Tanghalan?
You know, the Philippines was incredible. Nakauwi po kami and it's been 6 years since we came home. So, you know, that was amazing.
So, Eliza, you sang in front of a lot of judges, right? I guess there are 5 judges there, including Billy Crawford, Kyla, and one of your favorites, Yeng Constantino. So, how does it feel?
You know, just meeting them was a dream come true because besides the experience po being incredible, my family, lagi po namin pinapanood ang Tawag ng Tanghalan here in Sydney. Although I didn't, you know, in my wildest dreams, I didn't expect to step on that stage because it was a dream to sing on it. And I also didn't expect to get in at all because the process of it was so difficult. There's so many amazing talents, but again, it was a dream come true. As I met amazing artists such as Vice and Ortiz, Long Navarro, and I also got amazing feedback from the judges as well.
I actually watched it and you were really wonderful.
Oh, thank you. We're so close.
And saan ka pinakakinabahan sa lahat ng mga sinalihan mong kilalang mga singing competition? Kasi di ba sumali ka sa X Factor, sa The Voice, and even dyan sa Tawag ng Tanghalan. So, saan ka pinakakinabahan?
Dito po. Dito? Sa Tawag ng Tanghalan po.
Okay. Really?
Opo. Kasi po, bata pa po ako. Gusto ko na po magka-music career sa Pilipinas. So, I was kind of pressured kasi po sa Pilipinas, puro biritera din po ang mga kalaban. So, it was very difficult to show my forte there as well. But then I thought it's best if I show who I am as a person.
So sa tingin mo, Eliza, sino yung mahirap na i-please? Yung mga judges sa Philippines or dito sa Australia?
Sa Pilipinas po.
Okay. Kahit sina Jessie J yung judge dito sa ano?
sa The Voice po, ang hirap din po. Pero sa tingin ko po sa Pilipinas kasi lahat po bumibirit. Dito naman po kasi everyone shows their originality. And dito naman po, hindi naman, they don't care if kung pumiyok ka. Pero sa Pilipinas po, like, all the points count po.
Oo, totoo yan. So, Eliza, why did you choose the songs from Jessie J and Ariana Grande sa Tawag ng Tanghalan? Are they your personal favorites or are they your musical influences?
I chose Nobody's Perfect by Jessie J because, you know, nobody's perfect. And, you know, I did really, really feel the song. Almost Is Never Enough by Ariana Grande. I thought I'd pick something different as well. And, you know, a song that's very, very heartfelt.
Okay. So does anyone from your family sing as well?
None of my parents sing, but my mama said that my lolo used to sing.
Kasi nabasa ko, Eliza, na you've started singing when you were 8 years old.
Opo.
And bago ka sumali sa mga prominent competitions na to, you never really had a professional vocal training. At tinuruan mo yung sarili mo through YouTube coaching.
Opo.
So dito ako interesado. Can you tell us about it, Eliza?
Well, after The Voice, I did get vocal coaching. But before that, you know, because my family did have financial problems before, so we couldn't really afford to have vocal coaching for me. So I thought, you know, why not teach myself through YouTube? And I found this best vocal trainer, Eric Arsenal. And then I just watch every YouTube video and get tips from there. And that's how I basically started. And just watch performances from artists all around the world.
Kasi Eliza, napansin ko, kasi napanood ko rin yung mga videos mo sa YouTube eh. And I've seen yung maraming kaedad mo na parang ginagamit din yung YouTube as a platform or stepping stone sa kanilang singing career. Kasi napansin ko sa panahon nyo yan ngayon eh, sa mga kabataan ngayon. So, tatingin mo ba talagang nakakatulong yung YouTube?
Yes, nakakatulong po talaga kasi easy po yung access sa YouTube, libre pa po. You're not gonna have a hard time. You can take your time and wala pong pressure at all.
Okay. Ayun talaga, very popular nowadays ano sa mga kabataan.
Opo.
Okay. So nalaman ko, Eliza, din na before you became a part of fundraising for the Typhoon Haiyan or Yolanda. And
yes,
you also
po.
Take part sa mga Filipino community and fundraising events. So opo. Ano yun? May puso ka ba talaga sa pagbibigay serbisyo?
Ever since I was younger, I've always been charitable, you know, no matter what. I've always loved giving, even if it wasn't just for singing. But then I thought because I did love singing and then I had the opportunity to sing for charity events, I just, you know, that really excites me just to help people. Yes, I love it.
Wow. So what can you advise sa mga kabataan so that they could also experience youth empowerment katulad mo?
Well, if you're really genuinely kind, I think you just naturally help out people, and you know, it doesn't have to be through money. You can you know, do it just out of kindness, you know, like all the simple things you can do just to help people.
All right. Saan ka namin mapapanood o susubaybayan, Eliza, ngayong taon?
I hope you can watch me through my social media because Tawag ng Tanghalan was my first show. So I hope you can watch me on YouTube. You can follow me on Instagram as well at Eliza Music and my Facebook page as well. And yeah, you can watch me through there.
Okay.
All my music is there.
So what are your plans in the future? Are you still going to join more singing competitions or maybe you can just produce your own album?
If I have the opportunity and if there are music competitions that come out, because I keep trying anyway. I know I don't make it as far, but I know in God's time.
Yeah, definitely.
I will.
Yeah.
And
you have a great singing voice.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe God's time lang talaga.
Yes. And I might make an album this year because I have been writing my own songs. I write my own raps and yeah, I'm so excited for this year.
You know what? Napanood ko yung pagkanta mo ng On Bended Knee and then you had a rap on that. Ang galing.
Ay, salamat po.
Napakagaling. So, Eliza, meron ka rin banda?
Well, when I was 14, I was in a Filipino band for a year. And then, Samoan band po ako for 2 years.
So, how was that experience?
It was good because, you know, as a 15-year-old and you get paid and because you love doing what you do, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Having singing as your job. But then afterwards, I just did like little gigs with my next band. And they're young Filipinos,
Napakabata mo pa, Eliza. Ano kaya yung mabibigay mong advice sa mga gusto ring maging katulad mo?
Well, my advice is if you really love doing what you do, go for it. Don't let anybody tell you what you can or what you can do because only you're capable of doing that. And always listen to your parents' advice. That's what I always say.
That's good. You're a good girl.
Thank you. Just do what you love doing, even if it's, you know, if you want to study, be a doctor, be an engineer, just keep going because you only live once. Just enjoy what you do, you know?
All right.
And work hard.
Work hard, definitely. Yeah. So, Eliza, alam ko may sakit ka, pero pwede mo ba kaming kantahan ng parang few lines from your favorite song?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
'Cause there will be no sunlight if I lose you, baby. There will be no clear skies if I lose you, baby. Just like the clouds in my eyes, I'll do the same if you walk away. Every day it'll rain, rain, rain.
Wow, ang galing. May sakit ka pa niyan, Eliza, ha? May sakit ka pa talaga?
Hindi po ako nakakakanta until today.
Thank you very much, Eliza. And just continue showcasing your singing talent to the world. All the best.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless you always. Thank you.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.